This is John Batchelor from a two-hour conversation with Professor Serhii Plokhii of Harvard University, his new book, The Russo-Ukrainian War. It comes down again to Vladimir Putin making the decision to start the war in February 22. But before that, ambition for Putin was to deal with President Zelensky, a first-time politician, a man who'd been successful as an entertainer, to deal with him in a fashion that he would do what he was told and that Ukraine would become a client state of the Russian Federation. Serhii Plokhii describes here the assumption that Vladimir Putin approached with before the war, before the war.
Putin's idea, and that's the main reason why the war started in 2014, was to stop Ukraine's drift toward the West and include Ukraine into the Russia-controlled sphere of influence, the so-called Eurasian Union. And that's the goal was there in back in 2014, the goal in 2022, and I'm convinced it is still the goal today and now. Plan B is dismembering Ukraine if Plan A doesn't work. And Putin's hope for President Zelensky, who had no political experience before being elected, was a comedian, very successful in that sense. The idea was that Mr. Zelensky would accept Mr. Putin's interpretations of Minsk agreements.
I see.
Would implement them the way how Putin wanted them to be implemented. And in that way, actually, Ukraine would become ungovernable. Once Mr. Zelensky told to Mr. Putin during their meeting in Paris, that he was not prepared to do that, many observers believe, and I agree with them, that, after the December of 2019, that's where the countdown to the current war starts.
More of this later tonight. Thank you.